You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. One man is dead after a single vehicle crash in Marathon County on Saturday. 48-year-old James Michael Kemp of Iola, Wisconsin, died after crashing his vehicle on the morning of April 19th. Responders arrived a little after 9 a.m. on County Road N, east of County Road Y in the town of Norrie. Kemp was the only person in the vehicle. When first responders arrived at the scene, they found James Michael Kemp had died in the crash. More rain in the forecast brings the possibility of flooding. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has the details.
Soaked on Easter Sunday as a low pressure lifted through the state, it brought over an inch and a half of rain to many places, especially north. Spring showers bring May flowers, and the green up is about to start. But before we get to all of that, the soil is super saturated, and it's been working its way into the river basins. The Yellow River in Wood County at Babcock is in a flood warning. The river is reaching almost 14 feet, causing wooded lowland areas to flood. It should start to fall this afternoon. Flood stage is 12 feet, and it'll be below that by Wednesday morning. As the surge continues down the river, though, towards Nisida, a minor flood is expected there, too, as the river reaches 15 feet by Wednesday afternoon, and it won't fall until Friday morning. Now, if you see a road covered in water, do not drive through it. Turn around, because the road could be washed out underneath it, and you could underestimate how deep it really is. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
All county trunk highways in Portage County will have their seasonal weight restrictions lifted on Thursday, April 24th. County Highway X and County Highway DB were lifted last Friday. On Thursday this week, all seasonal weight restrictions on county trunk highways west of the Wisconsin River will also be lifted. Road construction is planned for 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids, but it won't begin until 2028 and won't be finished until 2032. At least that's the current plan with the Department of Transportation. Representative Scott Krug has been vocal about the condition of the road.
We all know the deterioration of 8th Street over the last decade has gotten to the point where it's almost impassable in certain spots.
The DOT is holding a public meeting today, Tuesday, at the Wisconsin Rapids City Hall. Business owners are welcome from 2 to 4, and the general public is invited at 5 with a presentation at 5:30. The DOT plans to start with a section of 8th Street, Highway 13, between Lakewood Lane to Whitrock Avenue. That's roughly Tractor Supply to Portese's Pizza. Krug questions whether this is the best place to start, though the entire project seems to be happening backwards.
Hey, we just started on the wrong damn end. From the expressway through Wisconsin Rapids was a heck of a lot more important than things that were south of Wisconsin Rapids to Rome.
Krug thinks the schedule should be moved up.
I just want to see either or both sections done way before 2032.
During construction, Highway 13 will remain open to through traffic, but will be reduced to one lane in each direction. The work planned includes replacing the existing concrete, curb, and gutter, as well as replacing pedestrian curb ramps to be ADA compliant. They're holding the informational meeting tonight at 5, and Krug says it's important to tell the DOT what you think about the plan.
Like I say all the time, it's up to the people in our districts to make the most noise, because we can yell at DOT as much as we want as legislators, but we need the voices of the people backing us up.
The informational meeting with DOT officials is tonight at 5 p.m. at City Hall. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks face the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the best of 7 series tonight between the Bucks and the Pacers. The Bucks came home Saturday night to rest and regroup and hold practice before tonight's game in Indianapolis. Doc Rivers asked if Damian Lillard looked ready to play in practice yesterday.
Well, it's more them, the doctors, and him. You know, he's close. You know, he looks great to me. It's hard because, like, we did a little 5-minute scrimmage with him before practice and all that. So it is hard. I will say that.
Baseball. The Brewers losing last night to the Giants 5-2. That series continues tonight at Oracle Park in San Francisco. Packers getting ready for the NFL draft in Green Bay this weekend. GM Brian Gutekunst asked, will they be trading away defensive back Jaire Alexander this weekend?
Yeah, we'll work through that. I don't really have any updates on Jaire. He's obviously on our roster right now. We'll see how the draft goes and then see where we are at that point.
That's Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There's a new champ at the box office this weekend. Leading the way for the holiday weekend was the new Ryan Coogler film, Sinners. The vampire flick starring Michael B. Jordan brought in $46 million to take first place on the big screen away from previous champ, the Minecraft movie. Sinners is a horror film that sees Michael B. Jordan playing twin brothers. The reviews were overwhelmingly favorable. The Minecraft movie has shown lots of staying power, though, as it pulled in $41 million in its third week, bringing its U.S. total to $344 million and its global take to $721 million. Angel Studios' The King of Kings is an animated telling of the story of Jesus that had an Easter weekend take of about $17 million and barely edged out Rami Malek's revenge thriller The Amateur, which pulled in just $200,000 less for fourth place. A24's Warfare rounds out the top five with a take of about $5 million, best war movie I've ever seen. Bruce Springsteen never liked the idea of allowing his band to be filmed backstage or in a documentary, but that's changed. Probably a good thing, too, as they are in the middle of filming a new documentary that cataloged his most recent tour called Road Diary, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. During a recent appearance on the Variety Awards Circuit podcast, Springsteen said he never liked to have the band shown backstage or featured because he thought it might demystify the E Street Band. He feels the exact opposite now as they are all getting older, saying these interactions and intimacies of their moments together should be shared. Springsteen also expressed his excitement for the new biopic inspired by his Nebraska album called Deliver Me From Nowhere. Deliver Me From Nowhere drops sometime this year, no word yet on the drop date for Road Diary. Hayden Christensen returns to the Star Wars franchise as Anakin Skywalker. He will join the cast of Ahsoka for season 2 and play himself as a teenager. The actor broke the news at a Star Wars event in Tokyo, Japan. Christensen first played the character in 2002 in Attack of the Clones and then in Revenge of the Sith. He appeared in 2 episodes of Ahsoka Season 1. Season 2 is expected to drop in 2026 after the release of The Mandalorian and Grogu. The amount of inside Hollywood information spilled on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast to host Josh Horowitz must be overwhelming at times. Emilio Estevez appeared recently and shared the story of his father, Martin Sheen's drunken meltdown on the set of Apocalypse Now, in which Sheen ran naked around the set while trying to be corralled by Estevez and his mother. Hard to imagine this kind of behavior from the Sheen patriarch. Sounds more like a Charlie Sheen kind of thing.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today. Our high in the mid-50s. I think we will see a little more sunshine by late this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the 30s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.